You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy DJ Nash here on What's the Topic. Yeah, we got another Friday. And by the way, in fact, yeah. So this is what's gonna happen, guys. Like, the shows are no longer gonna be on a Friday. We're not gonna have them on a Tuesday at 6. That's what's gonna be happening. We're gonna get a change. Yes, the change. It's gonna be effective from next week. So next week, don't expect the show on a Friday. You must be expecting it on a Tuesday. Yeah, so that's what's gonna be happening. I know it's like weird. You guys are like, what? Okay, what is happening? Like, we used to listen to What's the Topic on a Friday, now we're listening to it on a Tuesday. Yeah, so that is what is happening. It's been interesting. It's been a very interesting journey. But yeah, there are a few changes. Yeah, you know, now and then some shows, they change their names, like the sports show. You know, there's all those different shows that we have now. Even the drill, it's a different show now, like it's a different name. So the shows that changed names, including the times when they get published. So there's a lot of changes that happen. And I'm sure you guys saw the new photos. Yeah, you saw the new photos, man. It's been awesome. Yeah, so this is What's the Topic on a Tuesday. Now we're gonna be meeting right here on a Tuesday on Active FM. So guys, don't be missing out. No, I know some of you are going to be in the habit of Friday. You're like going to go on Friday at 6 and then you're like, what's the topic? And then you'll be like, shucks, I forgot. It changed. It's on a Tuesday. So yeah, guys, Tuesday, that is when we doing it. We are killing it. And we still on another level. Yeah, right here on What's the Topic. So you know how we do it. We introduce the topic. Yes, here on What's the Topic. So for those who were listening to last week's show, they already know what the show is going to be about. Yeah, you already know the topic. And for those who don't know, you already read the topic, so you know what it's going to be about. But I'm going to tell you anyway. So the show is going to be on the law of redemption. That is what the topic of the show is. The law of redemption. Yes, redemption. Redemption. Yeah, redemption is very interesting. It's a very interesting topic, you know, to actually tackle. But we're going to be talking about the law of redemption. But before we get into it, we're going to go for a break. Then we'll come back, get into the new session. After the news, we'll go into our music session, where I get to tell you guys about the music, you know. And then when we come back, get into the topic, the real stuff. Yeah, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
So getting back into it, yeah, you know, a lot of things are happening all over the world. So yeah, we got like earthquakes taking place in different countries. You got your USA, and yeah, there's like interesting stuff happening. And yeah, it's bad, eh? It's really bad. Then you get your tsunamis, floods, and all those stuff. It's like, yo guys, wake up, eh? People are going, so make sure that you're awake. You're actually telling people about Jesus. And you got other things like crime and all those things happening all over the world. And I don't understand what's happening with President Donald Trump. A lot of people don't like him. I don't know why. But I think he's a good president. Like, he's actually a good president. Yes. I didn't say other stuff. Hey, what I was about to say. Yeah, you see? There's another level. Yo! Hi! We're gonna leave it there. But going on, I don't understand what these people's issues are with President Donald Trump there in USA. Because the way I see it is like, there's a leader that has been placed there, and these guys, they never had a leader who would challenge them. So the fact that he's challenging them, they're like, We don't want to respond to your challenge, eh? We want to do our own stuff. So that's why they don't like him. It's like, I once watched a TV show, eh? Where it was basically ladies. So the main owner of the TV show was a lady. And what she would do is she would get ladies from different parts of the city right there in USA. That's where the TV show is. So she'll get ladies from all the cities that you get there in USA, you know, whether it's your Los Angeles, California, New York, and all those places. And what she'll do is she'll hook them up with a date. Yeah, like she'll send them on a date. So she'll choose a guy and then she'll send them on a date. And then what then would happen is they wouldn't tell the lady that this guy that you're gonna meet is a guy that has been chosen by the owner of the TV show. So they don't know anything about how that date was organized, who planned it, who organized it, and all those stuff, who paid for all those things. And then, yeah, what would happen is the ladies would go out on a date and all those stuff. And then after the date, they'll come back to this owner of the TV show. And then they'll interview them, ask them questions. And then, yeah, you know, from there, they'll further know that, okay, is this person going to be with this person for the rest of their lives, or they're not going to be with that person for the rest of their lives? But now there was this one lady, you know, where she has been exposed to so many guys that were ghetto. Let me put it that way. She was exposed to a lot of ghetto guys. So when they hooked her up with a guy that is focused, you know, not ghetto, he's successful in every area, you know, he's got companies. And the thing is, this guy, when he went on the date, he didn't look like a business guy. He wore jeans. Like jeans. You wearing jeans to a date. Okay. That was interesting. But yeah, he actually went in that attire. You know, he was wearing jeans, wearing a t-shirt. That was him right there rocking up, eh? Normal shoes. That was how he rocked up for the date. And then immediately, she lost interest. Pa! Gone. Looking at the TVs. Crowd around when they're having a conversation and all those stuff. And when she eventually came from the date and went back to the person who organized the whole date and everything, what that person said is, you have been exposed to so many ghetto people that when they put a good guy in front of you, you do not recognize that guy. So that was like, wow, okay, that is deep right there. And it's a lot of our stories, you know, like some of us, we exposed to so much crime that we cannot identify anything that's not a crime, you know. So we think, yeah, if it's not, you know, if it's good, yeah, then it's a problem and all those stuff. So we've been like everything that revolves around us, you know, it's actually bad. And as a result of that, when they put something good, we do not identify it. Same thing with President Donald Trump. I think that the guys, you know, they've been exposed to so many presidents that were not on his standard. Now that he's there and he's thinking like a leader, you know, he's being accountable to some people there that are leading him, you know, telling him this is what you do, this is what you don't do, praying and all that stuff. They're now slating him because he's challenging them to do specific things that they didn't used to do, you know. So it's that situation. So that is what is happening in USA. People are hating on him. I don't know for what, and I don't know why. And then you got RSA, not USA. RSA, that's South Africa for those who didn't know. Yes, yes, RSA. Right here in RSA, we got voting taking place. You know, like we got voting registrations taking place. So people are getting ready to vote. Yes, this year is the year where we get to vote for a president. So we like out here praying that we get a president that is God-fearing. Yes, that's the right one. God-fearing. So we're praying for a president that is God-fearing. Because, hey, forget a wretched president. This country is going to be very interesting. It's going to take another interesting dive. So we're praying for a president that is focused on the Lord and he's God-fearing. Because if he's God-fearing, we'll be good. His heart is going to be for the people, not for himself. A lot of presidents, they got selfish hearts. Their hearts are for the people when they know they need to be voted for. But immediately when they voted for, guess what? The heart is now evil. Yeah, selfish. So we don't want people like that. So right here, having votes, yes, and we're praying for the right president to be elected. we hope that, yeah, we're not gonna have another chaotic, yeah, wretched, whatever you wanna name it, party being in control, because it's gonna go bad. Yeah, that is what is happening, and that is it for the news, yeah, session. Hope you guys took notes, yeah. Taking notes in each and everything that you do. You know how we do it, man. You gotta take notes every single place where you are, every single show that you listen, whether you're listening in your car, that's one of the places, whether you're listening in the restaurant, that's another place. Make sure you're taking notes like no one's business. So we'll see you guys after the short break, and then when we come back, you know how we do it. We're gonna do it with the awesome session of music. Yeah. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So, getting back into it. Yeah. Getting back into it. This is what is happening. So, this is the session where I get to speak to you guys about music. Now, I don't know if you know, but a lot of people, when it comes to music, hey, they actually don't understand that music influences their soul. Yes. It actually influences their soul. It's something that they do not understand. And yeah, guys, if you got the wrong music going into your ears, guess what's gonna happen to you? Everything that comes out of you is gonna be wretched, just like that music. So if you're listening to music that glorifies Satan, don't be surprised when you're busy giving Satan all the glory. And yeah, you know, Satan is gonna deceive you, eh? Satan is a master deceiver, so make sure you don't get deceived. And yeah, right here on Active FM, we give you the real stuff, you know, the real, real stuff, the real deal, you know, the stuff that gets you pumped up, stuff that gets you moving, the stuff that challenges you to go and tell someone about Jesus. Yeah, that's the stuff that we give you. And because we know that music is a spiritual thing, man, it's connected to your soul. I mean, you take the angel that was in charge of worship. Oh, he's clever, smart. He knows how to manipulate music, man. So you think you're clever than him. Ha, not realizing that he's the one that is taking over every single thing that you do. So don't be in a situation where you get defeated because you thought you're smart and all those stuff. So yeah, when it comes to music, man, make sure you are listening to the right music. Yes, the right music, not the wrong music. The right music, which is Christian music, Christ music, which is hot music. And by the way, if you think that Christ music is just worship, you got it wrong, man. We got Christian rap, we got Christian trap, we got, hey, did you hear that rap trap? Yeah, we got Christian house, dubstep, EDM, heavy metal. I know it's shocking, eh? It's very shocking, but we got it. We got Christian rock, yes. All of those things, yeah. The rock, yes, 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 I know. It's like awesome genres right there, man. So you can catch all of those things, man. In fact, if you don't know where to catch those stuff, man, that's why you got the Get Down sessions and the EDM, you know, session, house mix, or everything, man. Yeah, mixes by DJ Mo. Yes, hey, man, all those stuff, man, they are like on levels. Get Down session, man. Get everything on another level. So they're all there so that you can listen to them. They're all there so that you can be exposed to them. So you don't have any reason to say, I did not know. No, you do know. So don't lie to us. Yeah. So right there, we're going to give you an awesome, amazing music break. And yeah, make sure that you're holding on to your seats, because your seat is going to be dancing with you. Yeah. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to get into the topic itself. Yeah.
Distractions focused on the kingdom. I'm clinging on to you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stay. To every place I go, oh, your kingdom so beautiful, you rule in splendor, urgently seeking you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay.
Just a dream tonight, 'cause I sing again of you.
Tired, I cannot stay awake. When I'm traveling in your wake, can't you see there's so much at stake?
collapses, I can see the light. Singing for the masses, it's just a dream tonight. Cause I sing again of you.
So getting back into it, yeah, you know what we're doing, we're killing it. Yes, we're going to another level, on another level. Yeah, we're going in the level on another level. I know that's like levels after levels. Where else do you find stuff like that, man? It's like really awesome. So yeah, you gotta understand that we all about different levels. Yeah, so the topic itself, as you saw, the law of redemption. That's what we're gonna be tackling, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, now you know. But you can't say you didn't know because you saw the topic before you even clicked on it. In fact, the topic is what made you click on it. The law of redemption. That's what we're gonna be talking about, man. So it's good stuff, awesome stuff. You're gonna love it. I know you guys can't wait to see what is going to be delivered. Yeah, you know, you see with your ears and then you hear with your eyes, you know that? Yeah, so make sure you see with your ears, eh? Yeah, right here on Active FM, on What's the Topic. You know how we do it. We take it on another level. Now, looking at the law of redemption, like, the question is, what is the law of redemption? Just like the law of gravity, you got the law of gravity, man. The law of gravity will show you fire. If you think you can fly, go try and fly. You'll see. You'll find out that you can fly, hey? So, got the law of gravity right there. Yeah, it's placed there for a reason. So, what is the law of redemption? Yes. Now, if you didn't know, not walking in the presence of God. Hey, if you're not in the presence of God, that is a very dangerous position for you to be in. I'm telling you right now. If you are not walking in the presence of God, you are in a very, very dangerous position. Because, first of all, you are open to any attack that the devil throws at you. Any attack. Yes, I took that moment of silence so that you can think of it. So, any attack that the devil throws at you, you are open to it. So he can attack you and actually succeed in his attack. Why? Simply because of the fact that you are not in the presence of the Lord. Yes. So make sure your life are right there in God's presence, man. Make sure that, yeah, he's the one that governs everything that comes out of your life. So yeah, that's the first thing that you need to make sure. And then, yeah, something that you should also know is that every single person who disobey, like, you disobey God's word, yeah, automatically you are in Satan's bondage. So right there, you're not in the presence of God, you're automatically in Satan's cage. He's got you covered there. Yeah, like, he's got you where he wants you. So if you're not obeying God's presence, like, not his presence, if you're not obeying God's word. Yes, not presence, okay? Obviously, the word. When you touch the word, touching the presence of God, you're entering into the presence of God. So, to an extent, that is actually valid. Yeah? Yeah, and what's the topic? You know, we create our own phrases. We create our own words. So, sentences, everything, even our own meaning. Yeah, so that's what it means. Yeah. If you're not obeying God's word, automatically you are under Satan's control. Yeah, so he can attack you, he can use you, he can manipulate anything that he wants in your life simply because of the fact that you are not in God's presence. And that's what actually makes hell. Hell is bad because the presence of God is not there. Same thing with the lake of fire. When, yeah, the lake of fire is worse. Sure, don't even want to end up that side. So if I don't want to end up that side, I'm sure you also don't want to end up that side, you know. And yeah, it's very interesting. And if... another thing that you should actually realize is if you are actually not in the kingdom of God and you are in the kingdom of Satan, automatically you are not going to have eternal life. Whether you like it or not, it's a fact. You are not going to go to heaven, so you will not have eternal life. In fact, you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now, that one, I don't know how many of you have actually gotten burnt by a matchstick. Like, I have, eh? You know, when you light that matchstick, yeah, and then it burns. Eventually, it starts getting to the end and you're still holding it. Ah, that thing is not nice, eh? It's not nice. Or by mistake, you burn yourself with the iron. Choo! That pain, the amount of days that pain lasts, you will never forget that day. Choo! Like, yeah, it's painful. Now, why would you want that pain? In fact, yo, fire, getting burnt by fire. I don't think that is a very pleasant position for you to be in. So imagine getting burnt by fire. Yes, like they throw you in fire, né? And you're burning. Now imagine that experience forever. And not just forever. That experience probably multiplied by 100. So the pain that you're feeling multiplied by 100. You got the pain that you will be feeling. And then they say the time frame of you feeling that pain is forever. Now, forever doesn't stop. Forever means forever. So, yeah, that right there is a position you don't want to be in. Yep, do not want to be in that position. According to God's word, every sinner will die and find him or herself thrown in eternal hell. Right there. That is what's going to happen, eh? It's going to happen whether you like it or not. That is what God's word says. So make sure you're not on the wrong side. Make sure you're on God's side, eh? Going to heaven and all those stuff. But I would actually love to, you know, like, just touch on, you know, Revelations chapter 21, verse 8. This is what it says. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable. Yeah, almost said out of stuff, guys. Yeah, bear with me. Yeah, bear and forgive me. So right there, yeah, that's what it says. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers. Okay, so basically it's describing different types of people. So it speaks about the cowards, yeah, the cowardly, the unbelieving, guys that don't believe. And then it speaks about the murderers, you know, guys that murder. The sexually immoral, okay, yeah, we all know what's that. The sorceries, hey, we also know what's that. Guys that, yeah, witchcraft and all those stuff, yeah. The idolaters, busy making other stuff as your God instead of God himself. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So you will experience the second death. I don't wanna experience that. I don't even want to get close to that. Because if you get close to that, it's basically hell itself, you know. There's hell, and then there's the lake of fire. So you don't even want to end up in hell. Hell is bad, but it's not bad as the lake of fire. So make sure you don't end up in the lake of fire. That is what I'm basically saying. And then it goes on to say, you know, basically, yeah, this is a place where you don't want to be in. It's a place that you don't want to be in. That's the same thing that I'm saying, you know. And something that's interesting is actually God, you know, God in his ultimate love actually sent Jesus, his son, imagine his son, to actually go and die on the cross and shed his blood. Jesus shed his blood that we may be saved and redeemed. The law of redemption, man. Jesus shed his blood so that we may be redeemed. Now, if you read Romans chapter 5, verse 7 to 11, it actually touches on that, you know, touches that. And okay, I think I should read it for you guys. You know, it's like really awesome, man. Okay, and then there's obviously Isaiah, you know, chapter 53, verse 4 to 7. It also touches on that at the same time. But I want to go first to Romans. Now, this is what it says. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yep, sent his son to die for us. Then it goes on in verse 9 to say, much more than having now been justified by his blood, yo, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Then going on, verse 11, which is the last verse, this is what it says. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Yo, that is very deep right there. So we were destined to actually go to hell. That's where we were destined to go. So when you are born, yeah, you know where your destination is because of what happened in the garden, you know, basically with Adam and Eve and all the stuff. Yet God still loved us to actually send his son so that we can go to heaven. That's what he actually did. He made a plan for us to actually go to heaven. So think about it. That's what being redeemed, you know, basically represents. Like you not having to pay anything, yet you're going to heaven. The only price that you paid was you picking up the cross of Jesus, because Jesus shed his blood to pay for what we needed to pay for, what Satan was demanding from us. Jesus actually gave it all. God sent his son so that Jesus can die for us, so that we can go to heaven and spend eternity with him. And then you got people here in the earth that are busy focusing on their own stuff, and they say, yeah, Satan is deceiving them, eh? They're going to places where they're not supposed to go. Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 7, this is what it says. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now that is what Jesus actually did for us, you know. He actually did that for us. He went through all of that pain, sorrows, mockery, you know, guys, yeah, busy mocking him and all the stuff. He went through all of those stuff for us. That's what he went through for us, you know. He actually went through all of those stuff for us so that we may be accepted as his children, as the chosen, you know, kids that God loves so much. Verse 6 goes on to say, all we like sheep have gone astray. Now he's comparing us to sheep. You know, like your sheep, if you don't keep control, they go our, they leave the herd, and then there's your sheep going that side. And if you don't know your sheep, you lost one sheep and your one sheep is gone, probably the wolves are devouring that sheep. Satan is like that wolf. You a sheep. God makes sure that he directs you, but some of us, we rebel, we just go, and then guess what, we're going into the enemy's trap. Now this is what it goes on to say. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. He's busy crying for all of us to go back to him, yet you are busy going towards the devil. That is not the direction that you're supposed to be going. He has been redeemed, like he redeemed all of us. He went and died for all of us so that we can be accepted. So why not go back to the Lord and actually say, sorry Lord, me, I'm coming back to you. Yeah, I wanna actually ask for forgiveness. I've been doing a lot of stuff according to my own strength, but I don't wanna stay like that. I actually need you. But now, before we get into the last session, you know, basically the last details, the last stuff, we're gonna go for a short break, and then we'll come back and kill everything, you know, after the break. Yeah, so I'll see you guys after this short music, because it's just, yeah, the music cruise before we get into the last session. So guys, don't go anywhere, enjoy the music, and we'll come back and kill the last session.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes. Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
I was running with the set, yeah. running with the set. Yeah, yeah. We don't never flex, we just rep. Hear me? No. What did you expect? I don't need respect. I'm the threat. Tell them I'm so free. I got no chains on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. Nappy hair, no shame on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. Just give up Insta snaps. Do we need another post? You insecure, you do the most.
On my side, we revive God through the Wi-Fi. T'Challa Potter never colonized, round the high fives for the top God made us dangerous. Aim to bust flame with dust, every aid to bring to us. Gangs of us trained to trust a name that's blood stained on us. Christ gained on us.
I was running with the chain, yeah. Running through a chain, yeah, yeah. No chains on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. Nappy hair, no shame on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. Hear me.
I'm so free. I got no chains. Look at my neck, boy. No chains. No chains. Rapper.
Yeah, come get your opinion. They don't matter. Money or the faith, I chose a lot of.
Sure to blow already drug addicts with a studio. You gotta pop pills on the usual, then that paradise ain't really cool to yo. If your world is really that flame, then why you always high trying to escape? Grand flexing, that's too fake. And the money phones, really money loans. And that real life is you coming home. Empty house and the heart of stone. Bad chick, super savage. And for a bigger bag, she moving on. Oh yeah, you making moves, but these folks don't really love you. Industry only love dudes that they can use, don't get confused. Interviews that don't tiptoe, go and take them my info. Glory, that's simple, riding around with that tempo, that's liberal, that's conservative, that's charismatic and reform too. My wife happy and Jesus loving, ain't nothing left to conform to.
So we're coming back into it, eh? Coming back into it, finishing the last session here. And yeah, I'm gonna basically finish the last verse of Isaiah 53, verse 7. So verse 7, this is what it says. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet they opened their mouth. Okay, so gonna read that again, you know. Basically, yeah, so some other interesting version. You know, when you use a different translation, that makes your brain do other stuff, you know, like back in Shakespeare's time, yo, the English that I read in Shakespeare, the thou shall, yay, those stuff, yay. They did other stuff during my time of being in high school and doing English, Shakespeare. Ah, yeah, that's what I'm seeing now. So this is what it says, eh? Verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before his shearers in silent. So he opened not his mouth. Basically what it's saying is, when people were mocking him, he didn't say anything. When they were slating him, he didn't say anything. When they were accusing him, he still didn't say anything. Yet he was innocent. That's what Jesus did. Went through all of that for us. That is what was supposed to happen to us. Yet he didn't. He actually went through all of those tough times for us. Then, last verse, this is the closing verse of the show. This is what it says. So this is Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, that's basically what Jesus went and did on the cross. He went to redeem us so that we don't end up in hell or dying. You know, basically, that's where we were destined to be. We were destined to go to hell and die because of Adam and Eve's sin. Yet, what he did is he got rid of that. So we had already death as our wages because we've sinned. We inherited sin from Adam and Eve. So Jesus said, nah, I need to make a plan, die for those guys, redeem them, so that I can spend eternity with them. So Jesus loves you, eh? Jesus loves you. Now if you're sinning, you heard Romans right there. The wages of sin is death. So wherever you go, where you find death, you must know there was sin involved. And wherever you go and find sin, you must know death is coming their way. Death is the outcome of whatever sin there is being committed. So right there, spiritually, physically, starts spiritually and then eventually catches up physically. That's what happens with sin. You experience death spiritually, then it catches up physically. So guys, make sure you're on the Lord's side. Got everything right there. Yes, make sure that. And don't forget to catch the shows on the website, www.activefm.co.za. That's our webpage. Go to Facebook /activefm777. Go to Instagram activefm. That's where you'll find us at activefm, not just activefm, at activefm. And then you go to Twitter activefm777, at activefm777. Basically, that's where you will find us. Yeah, and if you want to catch me personally, go on What's the Topic 777. That's Instagram at What's the Topic 777. You can go on Facebook, you'll find me as Nashworkaholic Bobo. Yes, not b-o-w-b-o-b-o. Yes, and then if you want the personal, okay, Instagram, yeah, the personal account is another long name that you guys will be like, what? Yeah, it's Fearless Eagle in Christ. Yes, that's the one. Yeah, I know, it's like, yeah, shocking. It's like on another level. And then if you go on Twitter, Saint Lone Wolf, that's where you'll find me. I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, on a Tuesday. Yes, that's the only thing that changed. So we're still same time, same place, on a Tuesday, no more Friday. See you guys next week. Don't go anywhere.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.
It's a cold world on the south side when they catch you with their fall fire, the shadows. And the world don't care about us, but they want more for the cameras, the shadows.
Yeah, I know a couple dealers. And a couple gangbangers. Try to run off with their money, guaranteed they'll steal you with the stainless. Master used to call us monkeys, yeah. Till we started clipping with bananas. Throwing seeds at your head, now your melon fruit salad. Whole body full of rage, whole soul full of pain. When hurt people, you gon' hear that shit from the gauge. Yeah, I'm talking about race, and any topic I can think. And I said to your face, well, hallelujah, that's grace. This record might be the end of me, I'm probably gon' have some enemies. Don't shoot the messenger, this what the Lord has been giving me, someone to re-envision our history. You got a college degree, you made it out of the trap. You are not a politician, why don't you get back to rap? By the way, they say when you get paid and you get a little fame, that everything changed, but I can't tell. I still feel the same, cause every time I'm in the store, the police watching me, watching me, watching me. My 800 credit score help me get along, but my neighbors think I'm selling dope. Oh my, a glimpse into my life. Even if you colorblind, your vision's still in black and white. You see me.
God bless the track. God bless the track, yeah. God bless the track. God bless the track, yeah.
Oh, won't you bless the track, yeah.
God bless the track.
Oh, won't you bless the track.
God bless the track, yeah.
Oh, won't you bless the track,
yeah.
Oh, won't you bless the track.
Trap,
yeah.
Thick skin, not a sensitive brother, but yo, I heard they only choosing 10 for the cover, for sure. Far as I can see, everybody's shining. 2012, this is our year, perfect timing.
Hey yo,
man, you already know what it is, man. I'ma hold it down low, represent
your world,
everybody
son.
On the East Coast, love.
Okay, let's start in New York. ASAP Rocky, how you feel? Purple swag, 3 mil for the deal, that's ill. French Montana, streets on click clack. Newest edition of Bad Boy, huh? Believe that. Emilio stays spitting crack. I did a show with Action Bronson out in Brooklyn a couple months back. Out of sight, YO. Yeah, you're right, it's coming soon. I know you feel like tonight is the night. Reek, I saw you on the cypher. Kid Daytona, hit me when you're trying to collab. I told you that I gotcha.
Yeah.
Mr. Marvin and Esquire. I don't know what you heard, but the last was fire. Smoke dizzle, wear the lighter. Living that jet life. Just when you thought it couldn't get no higher. Black Cobain, heavy up in DC like crack cocaine. Mullet man out in B-more doing the same. Loaf, what up? I heard the crown ain't safe. Keep bringing your A-game. Phil Ide, DMV, no JV. The letter man, baby, flow crazy. Nico, Chevy Woods, keep spitting them flames. Jersey to Pittsburgh, got them yelling.
Taylor Gang.
Sam Adams, Massachusetts, party rocker. I know you got some huge goals, cause you nice as soccer. Chris Webber, never met you, but it's understood. You know my homie JG, so it's all good. Hold up, I'm about to catch this flight. Headed to the West Coast, let's see what it be like. Yeah, I like this one, man.
Westside.
Love. West damn, side. Nephew.
We gon'
West Coast. Love. Let's go. 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Schoolboy Q, I told you this was our year, bro. Casey Vet, this dog, you gon' blow. Saw you with my homies, Pac Div in the NO. You know, Hopson, you got an ill mind. Part 4 was dope, looking forward to part 5. Real rhyme, still I'm a brother with no test. But I'ma holla at Kid Ink when I won't change that. Slim the Mops, the aftermath. I was just in the studio with Dre, telling my style was jam. Cray and Sean, Louie, Beat Nasty just dropped a new album with Gucci. Hold up, pause though. Everybody in the hip hop world, y'all say Free Earl.
Free Earl.
Free Earl.
Free Earl.
Free Earl.
Free Earl.
Now let's go across the world. Let me give a shout out to Australia. And shorty with the big buzz, Miss My World, aka Iggy Azalea. Okay, back to the
city of Compton.
Actually, okay, we gon' skate out to the bay. Earth the jerk, that right here, man, that's cray. Bobby Bray, CKINS 143 with Ray J, the girls love that. Shout out to the homie man. That buzzin' remix ain't no joke, partner. I'm just saying, keep pushing. Macklemore, I caught your show at South by. You put it down on that stage, I can't even lie. But I gotta hit this road again. I'm headed to the Midwest, bout to get it in. Yeah,
what up, Joe?
Yeah, baby, getting on.
Let's go.
X to the V, you my dog, yeah. Just like we said, homie, when we collab, it's gonna be awesome. MGK, lace up, homie, make some noise. Flash mob to the coast, to the coast side. You a East Side Cleveland Wild Boy.
What up, got it?
While I'm in Ohio, let me say what up to Stanley. Congrats on that MMG, look, it woke up those that were napping. I can't forget Chip the Ripper, he's been buzzing for a minute. And I ain't talking 09, I'm talking 07, 06. It's a brother named Danny Brown, who been killing it online. I salute you, soldier, stay in that Detroit state of mind. Hold up, drive for an hour, now we headed to Flint. Man, I got peoples up there. Sister Mohammed, Mama Soul, and them. John O'Connor got it popping, though. Season 2, shout out to Mo. Petey told me that you gon' blow. Chicago, the history is serious. Lupe, Kanye, Common, period. But Brandon DeShay reppin' that Chi-Town all day. TPC, 47-77, you on your way. Can't forget about Rockin' Fresh, grinding to make it. Yeah, that Prime King was dope, but No Fear was my favorite. Hold up though, let me go to my domain. I'm talking about the South, where I'm from, where I claim, where I'm born, where I'm spawned. To be reppin' it tough, that good old Southern hospitality, man. You know what's up. Bruh. Yeah. I got this one, look. We go down south, I'm good. You hear me? Okay, let's start in ATL. Alley boy, trouble name, ringing bells. Heavy in the streets and all world. Started doing well. Playboy Trey, my homie, my big bro. I wish you everything you ever wanted and more. He act a clown in the studio, but that's just him. Roscoe Dash makes hits, for real. The end.
Kick with it through, stay focused and grow. You already know, and I just gotta say it one time before I go. Tony Montana, for sure. STS, much respect since we rock that STB show. At Public Assembly, MBK, Starlito, G-G-G-G-Unit, Starlito's way. We out in Cashville, now we about to head west, where they do barbecue and blues best. Memphis. Down Trip wrote a letter to his son. Now his props holding down a 901. Believe that, Lord's keeping lyrical. He never don't bring it. I know you in Justice League sitting on about 100 bangers. H-Town riding swingers. You dig, I be out there all the time. When you see me, holla at the kid. Marcus Manchild, you're doing it big. From the shores to the floors, AMG represent Kurt Cobain. The future looking up. And I know you don't go nowhere without that drink in your cup. Now we about to take a ride to the 504. Matter of fact, I hold the whole boot down. Believe that, whoa. I'm taking my spot, not asking for permission. Dropped, I hope they hear me. What you think it did? Made them listen. Now I'm finna drop Mission Vision. Man, it's fresh, what up? I'm hype like I'm fresh out of prison. 2012 will be epic, mark my words. Shout out to all the nominees, it was much deserved. Now let's get back to work. You already know, man. D1, the one man army. New Orleans on. La, Omar Entertainment. One man army rebel. Let's get it, man. D-E-E-1. Spell my name right. Yeah. Shout out to Double XL. It's all love. Appreciate y'all for real. And the battle continues.